9 minutes and 15 seconds recording.
Well, I am back. So anyway, as I was saying, I find an audio journal very, very, very helpful for me. Now, when I do journal entries, they're very sporadic. I know I need to be a bit more organized about my journal entries because I just kind of record whatever I can and just throw the audio file wherever I can. So part two of this is going to kind of deal mainly with suggestions about starting your own audio journal, should you feel the need to do so. One is, what will you name your journal? I named my journal Microphone Therapy, and I think it's kind of a cool name. It really says it all. Because in my mind, a microphone is an amazing therapist. And because a microphone is there just to capture your thoughts, it's not going to tell you to snap out of it. But at the same time, it's not going to offer you advice. If you really want to go to somebody for advice, go and ask someone. There's no one telling you to sit in front of a microphone and go, oh my God, I'm scared, I need advice, meh, 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 meh. If you need help from somebody, go get help. If that's what you need, don't let the fact that you have an audio journal stop you. The reason I call mine Microphone Therapy is because it is therapeutic and it makes me feel better when I talk. So there's a positive effect for it. And that's, for me, that's just a nice way. And I may do another journal entry. So Microphone Therapy is my title of my journal. People have used audio blog, audio therapy, my thoughts, kind of things of that nature. What will you call your journal? The second thing is remember to date your entries. Sometimes you can name the file the date, and what you could do is maybe create a folder on your hard drive and grab all of your files. In fact, I'm going to be attempting that pretty soon, grabbing all of my Microphone Therapy, and I'm going to have two folders in the Microphone Therapy. I have a folder in my Dropbox. It's called Microphone Therapy. And I'm going to have two folders in there. One is going to be public and the other is going to be private. Excuse me. So, because you may find that there's things that you do not want to share with people. You may find that there's things you need to keep private, and that's understandable. The public side of things, you can most definitely share them. Share what you want to share with people, what you feel might be helpful to people, or if you just want to give an update to your friends on what's going on, do what you can with that. Microphone Therapy, for me, it's very effective. I can talk about anything in the world. Not as many of my audio journals are public. Only a couple of them are public. So what I've done is on my personal blog, I have a category called Microphone Therapy Podcast. And what I do is I just kind of post to Microphone Therapy. And I only have one episode up there at some point. I only have one episode. And so basically Microphone Therapy is just where I share all my stuff. You know, or where I record all of my stuff. Not all of my stuff is shared. Another thing to watch out for is be careful who is accessing your computer. I am still on the hunt for password protecting folders. I know you can password protect a Word document, but I'm not sure on how to password protect a folder. That's the one downside about these audio journals, is that you don't, like a regular journal where you can add a PIN code or something to that nature. unless there is a way to password protect folders. And if there is, please call me on to it. Let me know. Say, hey, there's a way to password protect folders. Just follow these steps. Be careful who is accessing that information, because just as written information and documentation can be very damning if it's in the wrong hands, audio documentation can be that way too. Because even if you're making an audio file, you are documenting something. You are making a journal, and you want to make sure that it's going to be protected. I have a password on my computer, and if there is anyone around who I might think may go into my journal and may get into something that they shouldn't, I will close the lid on my laptop. And if the person opens the lid on my laptop and goes, what's the password? And if they don't know my password, I ain't letting them in, you know? I mean, you know? And so just be careful that when you start something like this, you can, people can easily obtain that information if you let them. Another thing is, like I said, determine what you're going to share and what you're going to keep private. What you can do is have like a subfolder system where inside your journal, you can have a folder for public and a folder for private. And if you need to in your public, you can have in the public folder, you can have categories. I don't, I just date my entry. If you do not name your file, if you do not name your file by date, okay, if you cannot name your file by date, understandable. Please take the time, though, to always, when you begin a recording, say, this file, this journal entry is being recorded on the morning of la 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 la, you know. So that's another way of documenting what day this was recorded. So if you want to give the file a name, which is like a title to your documentary, My Thoughts Today, and you don't have the date in that document's name, then at least when you begin your audio recording, say, this journal entry was made on la 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 la. And, you know, then start stating whatever you want to state. And sometimes it's also good to go back and listen to those archives. And sometimes every once in a while do like what they call a reflections update and look back and go, how far have I come? You know, this morning I listened to my archives, my journal. I haven't listened to my archives in a while. And I'm hoping to do a microphone therapy entry. And this one I probably will not share. Be understanding to those, if you know somebody who is keeping an audio journal, if they say, I would rather not share that information with you, be understanding to that, because what they have probably said in their journal entry is very confidential, and don't pry for that information. Really, it's not nice, it's not ethical, it's just frankly very rude and uncomfortable. I would not. If somebody said, well, can I hear your audio journal? I'd be saying, hell no. The only audio journal a person can hear is the ones I post publicly. And that's it. So, 1 minute. Pause. Be creative. That's the thing I say about these journals. Be creative, whether you're keeping it to yourself or sharing it in the public. Be very careful, of course, just like when everyone says when you share stuff on chatting and social network sites, be careful about giving away sensitive information, you know, but be creative. You know, to me, I have said more things to a microphone than I've said to anybody in my lifetime. So be creative. Sometimes I'll make my journal entries like a radio show. Message from a tune head. Hey, I'm not sure if you saw my last tweet. I tried what's called a flying squirrel. 22-second pause recording button. Or something like that. So I hope this gives you some suggestions if you feel the need to start an audio journal. And if it helps you in a positive way, go for it. Good luck to you. Thank you for listening. 0 seconds.